Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus is risen.
Jesus is risen indeed.
Got to get to the right page. At sundown on Saturday, when Sabbath was finally over, three women gathered spices and made other preparations so they could go to his tomb. Mary Magdalene, Salome, Mary, the mother of James, then got up early the next morning, Sunday, as the sun was just rising, so that they could take their time. They left for Jesus' tomb because they wanted to help. Jesus was dead, and their hearts were broken. Jesus was dead, and they wanted to make sure that he was buried properly. Jesus was dead. They didn't know what to do now, what to do next. So they just tried. They wanted to help. And so as they're making their way to the tomb in order to help, we are discovering that they're helpless and alarmed and amazed and terrified. On that morning, to them, Jesus was dead. But soon, soon they will discover that Jesus is risen. This will happen during the sermon, just to keep everyone on their toes, all right? Walking to the tomb, they're talking amongst each other, and they are reminded of the stone. You see, the tomb that had been provided for Jesus had a large stone rolled in front of the entrance. How were they going to move the stone? They were three ladies. Now, not to say in any way that women are weak in any possible way. My sisters would come after me if I said that. But there are three of them. And the stone was big enough to be a job for me and my two brothers, let alone these women. They wanted to help. And yet, as they were walking to that tomb, they began to feel helpless. That feeling of helplessness then turned into alarm very quickly because the stone was already moved. Who? How? Why? What was going on? They thought that they would be first. They were heading to the tomb as the sun rose. Who would have gotten there before them? Now, on the one hand, it was wonderful that they didn't have to wrestle with the stone. But it's alarming to discover that someone might have gotten there before them. They wanted to help, but would they be able to? And that alarm then turned into amazement because they were expecting Jesus' body. Jesus was dead, and this was his tomb. They were expecting Jesus' body, and they were prepared to ready him for burial. They had brought the spices, they had brought the oils, they were all expecting Jesus' body. And instead, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side. This isn't Jesus, and the body isn't there. What was going on? They wanted to help, and they stood there amazed. But that amazement gradually turned back to alarm, and then it turned to fright as the situation began to sink in. Jesus isn't there. This young man is. But what's going on? Has the body been stolen? Is this young man part of the team that stole Jesus' body? What is going on? And then the young man spoke. And we will discover eventually that he is an angel with an amazing message from God and our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place that they laid him. He is not here. He has been raised." They thought that Jesus was dead, and now they hear that Jesus is risen. The angel is pointing to where the body should be, and Jesus isn't there. Then the angel continues his message. "But go, tell the disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." These women are now being reminded of the announcement that Jesus made that he would be arrested, crucified, and 3 days later rise. The angel reminds them of the promise to see them all again in Galilee. It was too much. Jesus was dead. They knew that. They had watched him being placed into this very tomb. That was why they had gathered the spices. They wanted to help, and this is something they could do. Everyone they knew that Jesus was dead. And now they're supposed to go and remind them of Jesus' promise. The promise that those women's, their own grief, had overwhelmed their remembering. Could they do that? Our reading from Mark's gospel today ends like this. So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Terror and amazement had seized them. But how do we know that? How do we know any of this? Because in the love of God, death is not the end and terror is not the last word. When they eventually ran into the disciples, they told them everything. Now, they may have started afraid, so afraid that they weren't saying anything, but that did not last. The truth of what they saw, the truth of what they had been reminded of, the truth of the love of Jesus, that love that Jesus had always shown, worked its way, and they started telling people the amazing truth that Jesus is risen. Mark has written his gospel because they started telling people. The church has blossomed and grown through the centuries because they started telling people. The communion of saints, the body of Christ, is actively loving neighbors and caring for outcasts because they started telling people. They wanted to help, and boy, did they. On this Easter morning, we too may feel helpless and alarmed. We may be amazed or terrified, but we want to help. We may be here to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, but to a lot of people in a lot of ways, Jesus is dead. People are too concerned with their material condition and possessions or their political affiliations or their social situations and their pleasures. They're too busy with all of that to take time to ponder God's goodness in the love of Jesus our Lord. People are rushing about trying to bring their life to where they want it to be rather than spending time realizing that God is with them. And realizing that they have hope. Hope that comes from apart from their efforts, apart from their struggles. Hope that comes in our risen Lord. We came here today because we want to help. We may not know what to do or what to do now or what to do next. But we are here and we want to help. We also came because we know that we need help. We who join in singing and shouting our alleluias and praise. We who come together to taste and see that the Lord is good. We have come to share the message, to share the truth, to share the wonder that Jesus is risen. And like the women this morning, we might be alarmed at the world around us, amazed by the great need for God's love. We might even be terrified that we're called to go into the world with a message of peace and hope, the message of love that comes from God through Jesus. But the amazing good news that I can share with you is that God's love rules and Jesus is risen. Jesus now goes out into the world before us, so that we can see him in the people around us and he can show us how to love our neighbors. They wanted to help. Those ladies, they really did want to help. Today, Jesus is calling us to share the message that they were sharing, that death is defeated, that love wins, that our Lord goes out before us, because Jesus is risen. Let's go help. Amen.